How to flash the RTL871CM Amoeba Z2 with our Tasmota ESP Home Style Multiplatform Firmware. Welcome to this step-by-step guide for the Meraas MSS810 Apple Home Smart Switch. With this guide, you will be able to regain your privacy and run the device independently of the manufacturer's servers, fully locally. You'll also be able to script it however you like, add new sensors, and of course, integrate it with Home Assistant. Before we begin, make sure to check out related guides, WBR2, WBR3, WBRU, W701 VA2CG pinout, datasheet, flashing for Home Assistant device used for presentation RTL871CM. It can be found in various IoT devices, but in this case, we present a simple smart switch compatible with the Meraas app. Model MSS810HKUNV70. It can control a single light up to 150W for CFL and LED, or up to 400W for incandescent lights. Let's unbox it. The device comes with a set of short wires, which are useful for wiring it behind a classic, non-smart switch. The module itself has manufacturer and app info on the case, so it's not yet another no-name gadget. Pairing manual, MSS810 teardown. Let's look inside. It's easy to remove the top cover with a flat screwdriver. The device is powered by BP2525 step-down power supply circuit. It generates 5V from mains. There is also AMS117-3.3V visible, which provides stable 3.3V for the Wi-Fi module. I didn't identify U4 chip. Does anyone know what's its purpose? Device board is marked as DZMAR WFS1 JDQK V1.6 2023-0811. And the Wi-Fi module inside is using RTL871CM. It also has an onboard flash memory chip, just like some ESP modules do. That's where firmware is stored. Original firmware bootlog. I've also managed to capture original firmware output at URTX 115200 baud. I haven't figured out if it's possible to log in there. Desoldering Wi-Fi module. This Wi-Fi module has programming pads on the back, so it's not accessible without desoldering. I had to use some flux and copper wire to clean the pads and remove the module. Wi-Fi module is marked as MR2EHK REV 7.0. The four pads on the back are marked as GPIO A0, GPIO A13, RX and TX. The bottom pads are not marked. Flash backup method CH341. This step is not necessary, as you can back it up via UART, but I will show it here just for reference. Boya Micro 2522BSTIG on the board is a classic flash chip with an SPI interface. It can be read with CH341 in, for example, NeoProgrammer. I didn't try flashing firmware that way, as we have an UART solution for that. Back up existing firmware and flash new with UART. First of all, you need USB to UART converter, like CH340. And you need to set it in 3.3V mode by setting a jumper. You also need a reliable 3.3V power supply. I am using AMS1117-3.3V for that. 3.3V from the USB to UART converter may not be enough. You will also need to pull extra pins high, connect to VDD 3.3V to enable bootloader. Get our flasher tool there. Now you need to connect wires to the Wi-Fi module. Tin the pads with some solder. Don't forget the flux. This is how the tinned module looks like. And here is my full setup. This is the LDO I use, TC1264-3.3V. It can be any LDO for 3.3V. It converts 5V to 3.3V for Wi-Fi module. Select the matching family in our flasher, Amoeba Z2. First, do a flash backup. Then use our flasher to download new firmware. You can also manually get it in Releases tab, here. Finally, flash the new binary. Flashing is now done. You can disconnect extra boot GPIO pins from 3.3V and power cycle the module. Then you should be able to see OBK logs at 115200 at the same UART port you used for flashing. Initial setup. Just like with every other OBK device, connect to Configuration AP. Open the page at 192.168.4.1. Configure the Wi-Fi. Device should join your network. Now, if you are sure that it works, solder back the Wi-Fi module to the device, disconnect the whole UART, and power it from mains. Then you can use GPIO Doctor to figure out GPIO roles, GPIO doctor can find a relay pin quickly. Just listen and toggle each pin, you'll hear the relay click. For button, set pin input roles and press button end.